Vectus Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Kitty. We're talking health. In this podcast, I'll be chatting about something which I think is rather important now. Is staying in the new going out? Now that restrictions have been relaxed more, we can start to socialise a bit more and spend time doing those things like going to the pub, out for lunch or for picnics, for example, although obviously outside only. It occurred to me that it's been so very long since usual social events and happenings have taken place, and did I really want to do that at the moment? Not that I don't want to go out and socialise, but I remain hesitant given my personal circumstances. Have you decided to go out and socialise or not? Whatever you decide, it's a very personal thing, isn't it? There's a lot of difference, in my personal opinion, between going to the pub and sitting in the garden there, or spending time in the great outdoors in open spaces. Of course, your perception may be very different. I don't know about you, but I've so missed being able to go out for lunch or dinner with friends and spending time just chatting about this and that or whatever whilst eating yummy food. I also miss being able to stop somewhere when I'm out and about and just on a whim going someplace I love or indeed somewhere new for a piece of cake and a cuppa and a chat with someone. It's been so very long since anyone has been able to do that. As I was out and about this weekend, I noticed that there are more people out and about, enjoying what our lovely island of the Wight has to offer, even though there are fewer establishments open. Even in the lockdowns, it was great to see people out and about exercising their dogs, or themselves of course, and enjoying the great outdoors and nature. There is something rather nice about seeing people again, I must admit. It raises your spirits. It brings some laughter and joy to the world around you, and it also enables some socialness, even though some restrictions are in place and will be for some time to come. Another thing that struck me was that about socialness. Do you miss the socialness of being physically together with others in groups? Or is it the camaraderie of being with your friends or acquaintances? It's true that friendship can survive even if you cannot physically be with someone. Having something like company of others, though, is something most humans crave for. Or is it more complex than that? Humans are social animals and do need touch and companionship of others. And there's an awful lot of benefit to comradeship of others as well. I read in the media about many more people having pets at home nowadays, perhaps as a result of being at home a lot more. And I wondered whether this had anything to do with companionship. Certainly for me, my cat is my companion, and he's been my companion for many years now. I hope that once people start going out more, that they make sure that their pets are taken into consideration. Otherwise, that could be problematic in future weeks and months to come. Another question. How did you maintain socialising with others in the last year? Did you find it difficult or easy? There seems to be an absolute explosion of ways technology has advanced to enable us to stay connected with others, by voice or video or other things. And you can even do this on your telephone. I think that's fantastic, I really do. I use some type of virtual technology every day nowadays, which I find rather strange for me. Not that I'm a technophobe. It's funny, really, this technology that perhaps some of us never acknowledged before the pandemic. It's now in the forefront for a huge number of us across the world. It made me think about just how easy it is now to socialise with others without even going out. So you could socialise from your sofa or wherever you like. In years to come, it's likely we may look back and think, oh wow, look how far we've come in being able to stay connected. Technology up until the last few years, for me personally, was not something that I was really that bothered or concerned with. Now, probably as I volunteer at Vectus Radio, I understand more about how technology can share information share excitement, and bring some connection between groups of people who perhaps would not have connected in such a way. I embrace technology these days, as through the pandemic I've realised that for myself personally it was a lifeline to remaining connected with the outside world. From a personal perspective, I don't think I'll be going to a pub anytime soon, but I'm sure I'll be loitering about in some cafe establishment garden or in a field somewhere, eating cake and sharing a cuppa or perhaps a glass of wine with friends. The question I posed at the start of this podcast is staying in the new going out still remains a mystery. What will you be doing as the restrictions relax further as time goes on? And will it make a considerable difference to how you spend time socially with others? Whatever you decide to do is your personal choice, and I'm sure you will enjoy whatever you do. Thank you for listening to this Stay Healthy podcast on Vectis Radio. Until the next time, stay well and be healthy. Hugs from me, Kitty.